Hello, everyone. This is Pause for Parenting, brought to you by Paradus, Parent Education for Development in Barbados, and this radio station. I'm Cicely Clark Richmond, Director of Paradus. Paradus is a non-governmental organization established with the primary goal of addressing the challenges faced by parents and families in Barbados. Assistance is provided through a wide range of programs, which include classes in parenting designed to educate parents in all aspects of child-rearing practices to help them to positively impact the lives of their children. Paradus promotes strong, cohesive family life, which includes working towards life goals, imparting values to promote positive family life, and practicing work-life balance to include entertainment, reading, play, and to bring balance to life. Paradus also provides private and confidential individual and family counseling. These sessions are designed to assist clients to identify the root problems affecting them. Our other flagship program is the Community Outreach Program. We will be happy to assist your organization, be it a school, place of employment, church, community, or sports groups, to talk to parents and young adults about parenting. Call us at 427-0212 or email us at admin@paradus.net with your requests. We also offer a parenting class where you can learn how to keep your child involved in positive, wholesome activities. Classes are held on Wednesdays between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. and Saturdays between 9:30 and 12:30. Today on Pause for Parenting, we're going to take a look at something that was featured on the front page of the nation's newspaper 2 days in a row. It's something that we all know about. Some of us have experienced it as a child and some as an adult. I'm talking about bullying. We also know that bullying is now high tech. It's no longer just in the schoolyard when adults are not around. Just click on send on your computer, your laptop, your phone, and people you don't know can embarrass you and humiliate you. Here to help us better understand bullying, I'm truly honored to have one of two certified Ovilius bullying prevention trainers and consultants in the entire Caribbean. He's also a member of the International Bullying Prevention Association and the CEO of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development. Sean Clark is his name. Mr. Clark, welcome.
Thank you so very much. Good afternoon to you.
It is my pleasure to welcome you here. I looked at your bio and it said that you have qualifications in social psychology and counseling. And I just automatically wondered, where did bullying come in? Where did you, I know there's a psychology to bullying, but what led you into this whole becoming certified and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, well, there was a young man who was a part of the Supreme Counseling Program. And he came in to see one of our psychologists one afternoon. Mm-hmm. And she ran to my office. And she said to me, Mr. Clark, you must see this. Come to the counseling room. I went over to the counseling room. And there was this young man sitting with the word help engraved in his leg.
Wow.
It was not written with a pen or a marker. He used a sharp-edged object.
Oh, Lord.
And he engraved the word help in his leg. When I asked him, but why would you do this to yourself? He said to me, sir, the pain of being bullied is much more than doing this to me. And it was right there and then that I felt that something needed to be done from a more professional standpoint. And that led me then to bullying.
But you didn't just develop an interest in bullying. I mean, you're one, as I said, of two trainers and you know, in the whole entire Caribbean in the subject area. So obviously that propelled you to go even deeper. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, I started thinking about developing a bullying prevention program for Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And I started by doing some research, and I came across this program called the OVS Bullying Prevention Program at Kempston University. So I called and I was asking for some help in developing a program. And I spoke to a lady by the name of Jane, and she said to me, but why try to reinvent the wheel?
Ah,
the OVS Bullying Prevention Program is a world-renowned program.
Okay.
It is used in Africa, it is used in Germany, it is used in the UK, it is used in the United States of America. So you have it there, it's already tested, mm-hmm. it has already been proved, so you don't need to do the groundwork. And I decided then to go up and to be trained in the subject, also Cheryl Allen McIntyre, who is also Barbadian.
Mm-hmm.
So Barbados can boast of having both certified trainers and consultants. We're both here on the island.
Okay.
And that's the birth of the OVS Bullying Prevention Program in Barbados. Mm.
So give us a sense of the situation here in Barbados. I mean, is it happening in some schools, all schools? What is happening? Can we give us an idea?
Bullying is happening in all schools. It is happening within our society, within our communities. It's happening within our homes. The unfortunate thing is that a lot of people are not fully aware of what bullying is, mm-hmm. or what constitutes bullying. We still see bullying as a physical act.
Ah.
We still see it as the pushing and the shoving.
Mm-hmm.
Taking away lunch money and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. We mm-hmm. don't see things, for example, like social isolation, leaving, you know, your peers out of activities. We don't see things like rumors. We don't see talking nasty to some person in terms of verbal. We don't see relational bullying. For example, two girls being extremely good friends and another girl comes and she spreads rumors and tells lies about one to break that relationship up. So we now need to know the full extent of what bullying really is and stop seeing it as a rite of passage. We need to stop seeing it
as a strong man.
This is what makes a boy a man.
Yes.
And you would hear older people in the society saying, but I got bullied.
When I was young. I did, yes.
There you go. And mm-hmm. look at me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But what about the guy down the street
mm-hmm.
who's not as strong as you are? We cannot base what is happening to us and use that as the yardstick that right. everybody should be able to handle.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the signs that somebody is being bullied?
Anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. For sure. Some person, if you're speaking about a young person, let's say, for example, Sean loves football. And every evening, he just runs out of the classroom on the football field. But all of a sudden now, Sean no longer has an interest in football. He just wants to go home, straight to his room. That's a sign of bullying. Sean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Sean is longing to be at school. He leaves home even before his parents. But every Friday, something is wrong with Sean. His head is hurting him. Mommy, don't want to go to school today. I have a headache. That can also be a sign of bullying. Mm-hmm. So we need now as adults to investigate what is really happening on Fridays. Why is it that Sean prefers not to be at school mm-hmm. On Fridays? The whole thing of being anxious. So as soon as the teacher passes and puts her hands on Sean's shoulder, he goes like, with that kind of defense mechanism. Sorry, you can't see me, Barbados. Yeah, but you know how our children jump when they're expecting a lash.
Yes, yes.
So those are some of the signs. Unexplained cuts, damaged school clothes, damaged books, those kind of things. Those are some of the signs that you can look for to tell when a person is being bullied. And you also have the suicidal ideations. Young people thinking, I really don't want to be here. I can't take this anymore. And suicidal attempts. Those are really some of the signs that a child is being right. bullied.
I was thinking that the signs are very close to being molested as well. So, but the thing is that once something has changed, especially in the child's behavior, you need to investigate whether it is being molested or being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look at those signs and investigate.
Yes.
Now, the Commissioner of Police also quoted in the newspaper that cyberbullying is fast becoming a serious problem in Barbados. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it is not the number one type of bullying in Barbados. Neither is it the number one type of bullying across the world.
Okay.
Believe it or not, for both males and females, verbal bullying is still the number one type of bullying.
Okay.
However, cyberbullying is on the increase. Mm-hmm. It has been here for a very, very long time. It is just that we never really zeroed in on it. In the way, I don't think that we have zeroed in on bullying as we should.
Right.
We've not given bullying. I usually say to people that we need to treat bullying the way we treat tourism, as everybody's business.
So it
has always been here.
Mm-hmm.
Young people, if some person sends a donkey body with Sean's head and you decide that you're going to type LOL and then press that button to send it off to your friend, you are participating in cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
You are contributing to cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we really don't see those little things. Oh, it was just laugh out loud. Or it was just, I'm glad that happened to him. So it's something that we laugh off, and we've not been paying serious enough attention to those small signs.
Is it just, a reflection of the society that we're living in today? You know, we in terms of taking things serious, we tend to find, you know, a joke in everything. And it's not happening to me, so therefore it's no big thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That, unfortunately, is a part of the Barbadian culture that have found its way into the Barbadian culture, where it is not your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not happening to you, so move on.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I become the next target?
Yes.
What happens if tomorrow the person exhibiting the bullying behaviors decide to turn his attention to me?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, you're correct that it is not a part of our culture of who we are. But we need to start taking these things seriously. Research have suggested that young persons who bully at school, by the age of 21, they have 2 to 3 criminal convictions. So I mean, it would be really good for some person to find the funds to be able to carry out a survey
study
at Her Majesty's prison,
mm-hmm,
to find out how many of those persons in prison for aggressive crimes actually participated in childhood bullying.
I think I know the answer. The commissioner also was quoted as saying that it's not bad enough for young people to be doing it, but when you have adults joining in, making it worse. Now, I can sort of understand when it comes to children, but what about adults? Is it can we say then that if you're a bully as an adult, you were probably bullied when you were a child?
It is very possible, but it can also be living in a society where
again,
the adult population sees everything as a joke,
mm-hmm,
and they don't understand the seriousness of what they're doing because it's not my child. You know, so I really don't have to care what happens to the young man. I don't need to care what happens to the young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think more so than being bullied as a child or even bullying others as a child, it just has to do, I think, with the mentality of some of our Barbadian adults, and that is unfortunate.
Also, I was thinking that in terms of when, like, say, if a child is being bullied at school, and obviously the child is afraid to go and say something to someone because that is going to, you know, that is no compounding the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weak, I'm vulnerable. And then to go and tell a person that might go and tell everybody else and make the situation worse.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how do you get, you know, children and adults to see that we need to, as you say, take this more seriously and do something about it?
Well, with the OVS Bullying Prevention Program, we believe that adults are responsible.
Okay.
So that a child should find that there must be some adult that child can trust, whether it be a teacher, the principal, a parent, an adult friend, some person that child can confide in, can go and can speak to. In the teachings of the OVS Bullying Prevention Program, we always suggest that when the investigation is being carried out, that child's name is not mentioned.
Ah.
Or that child, you know, he won't go and say, well, Mom Sean told me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that you're protecting Sean while you carry out your investigations.
Mm-hmm.
You never bring the person exhibiting the bullying behaviors and the target
together. Okay.
And talk about mediation. There's no mediation. Bullying is not conflict. So you cannot use conflict resolution to solve bullying. More often than not, the bully is not angry. It's not anything to do with anger management.
What is it to do with
it? It has to do sometimes with jealousy. It has to do... Sometimes it's a psychological disorder as well, that, you know, you need to bring in the psychologist and so on, mm-hmm. to try to remedy the situation. But it is not that the person exhibiting the bullying behavior is angry or is upset with life. Out of jealousy, it could be a situation where at home I'm the one who is targeted by my parents all the time. I cannot beat mommy. I cannot beat daddy.
But I can beat little Johnny.
But I can beat little Johnny I can go in the yard and kick the dog. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the dog will not. In addition to that, I usually get in trouble for this statement, but I'm a firm believer in this. Sometimes the way we rear our children, so that at 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, whenever Sean does something at home that he should not, do not do that. You need to stop that.
Yes.
Now, when Sean goes into infants and Johnny walks up to Sean and does something to Sean that Sean does not, he does the same thing.
And then we want to get mad at him.
So are we teaching our children to be bullies?
Of course. Of course. So how do we begin to prevent this? Because, I mean, you have the program there. How do we begin? For the parents out there who are listening, you know, uncle or daddy, whatever, and they're seeing signs that they need to be, you know, do something. Well, how do we begin to first acknowledge it's happening, see it, and then begin to take steps to
I like what you said, because the first step is acknowledgement.
Right.
And not to deny that it's happening, because it is happening in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
We need to not be afraid of the counselor, not be afraid of the psychologist. Because you got referred to a psychologist, there's nothing to say that you're mad. And this is the way we think in Barbados. This is the way we think throughout the Caribbean.
And for the parent to admit that my child is a bully?
Not
my Johnny.
There you go. So we have to get to that stage where we ourselves can say, you know what? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Johnny has a problem that needs to be dealt with.
But is it possible, possible that Johnny could be nice, quiet little Johnny at home? But when he's at school, he takes on a different personality that the mother or father could not even begin to imagine.
That is very possible. And I'm quite sure there are a lot of Johnnies out there.
Mm.
However, the parent must also be real. So that when the teacher calls the parent to the
school
says, well, Johnny is acting up at school, don't say, oh, no, not my Johnny. You have my child mixed up with somebody else's mm-hmm. child. Or somebody had to do him something.
Yes.
You know, we have this mentality that I hit him because he hit me. And if he did not push me, I would not have kicked him.
Yes.
So we need to accept and to listen. Don't say not my child. Because the reality is that you live in a Christian household. You go to church every Saturday or Sunday. You do your devotions every morning. You have your Bible studies 3 days a week. And you think that you got it together.
Of course.
And your child is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to suggest to you humbly that the 32 other students that sit in that class with little Johnny, has much more influence
of course.
Over Johnny than you and your household. Mm-hmm. And we must accept that.
Mm-hmm. What about the child who is seeing daddy bullying mommy? Because that happens.
That also happens. Daddy bullying mommy bullying daddy. And I must also say to you that childhood bullying can also lead, researchers suggest, that can also lead to domestic violence.
Of course.
As well. So seeing that in the household, mommy cannot be her assertive self. There are certain things mommy cannot say. There are certain things daddy cannot do. And you're seeing this as an example growing up. Then that's the example you're going to follow.
Mm-hmm. Can we go back again in terms of breaking down the mindset of this bully? Because we have to really begin to understand what is happening, because they're also crying out for help as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we don't often see it that way. We just see them as, you know, being the bad person and some, you know what I mean, but they also need help as well. So what is going on? We talked a little bit, we said before, in terms of what is going on in the head, but I want to just delve on that a little bit deeper in mm-hmm. terms of what are the possibilities, what can we understand is happening in that person's head.
Well, you rightfully said it could be a cry for help.
Mm.
You know, there was a young man that I worked with several years ago, and he lived in a unified household from birth. But then at about 11 or 12 years old, his parents separated and he realized that I'm no longer seeing daddy. Mm. So he devised a plan. He realized that whenever I give trouble, daddy will come only to flog me. And after the flogging, daddy goes. So this young man, I mean, it would sound crazy to some people to even think that way. But this young man continued to do bad things
just to see
for daddy to come and flog him. And he said to me, well, sir, at least when daddy there flogging me, he's there.
Wow.
So it can be a cry for help.
Exactly.
And we need the class clown. Sometimes the class, there's a cry for help. You know what? I cannot understand this subject matter. So
distraction.
I can distract the class and get put out.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand the tactics that our young people use and the way they're crying, especially males. Males will not necessarily come out and say, I'm being bullied or I need help or there's something happening in my household. Exactly. That does something to my manhood.
Right.
And again, I was reared as a boy not to speak out, not to cry out about these things.
Oh, don't talk about crying. Forget about that one. Of course. No, but are you satisfied that you are getting the message across, and not only you, but mm-hmm. but others, you know, like you, who are trying to help us to become more aware of what is going on?
No, I'm not satisfied at all. Okay. The OVS Bullying Prevention Program, as I mentioned, is world renowned. And you have evidence to suggest
that it works.
Mm-hmm. But it has to be implemented in the holistic form.
Okay.
The OVS Bullying Prevention Program, yes, it operates in the school, but there's a community component to it. And so once it is implemented in its holistic form and, you know, we stick to it, it can work. I don't think we are doing enough mm-hmm. in Barbados to address bullying. Unfortunately, we still have, I think, this 2 or 3 day attention span, if I can call it that. So a young man got bullied, cyberbullied. So that is the hot thing right now.
Yes.
And everybody wants Sean Clark to come out and give a presentation on bullying.
Yes.
Next week is going to be the next hot thing probably will be fire extinguishers. And they will forget about bullying
of course,
they will deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can understand and appreciate, you know, you giving some person something tangible. That is putting plaster.
Mm-hmm.
We need to deal with the psychological effects mm-hmm. that bullying is having on our mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm. But let's go back then to cyberbullying, because very often you don't know who is doing, you know, the bullying, who mm-hmm. started this email, or, you know, sorry, this WhatsApp, whatever, mm-hmm. of you, you know, like the young gentleman, you know, saying a wrong word. You know, you don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And we know that is important for you, not only to treat the person being bullied, but the person who's doing the bullying. What happens when you can't touch, you can't say, well, come to my office, or, you know what I mean? You can pacify, you can help the person who's been bullied,
mm-hmm.
but that person who's doing the bullying, you can't reach because it's on the internet.
And that's what makes it so difficult.
Exactly.
It is almost like COVID-19. There's a level of uncertainty attached to it. So you don't know the origins of the message. So that is why we have to look at all three players in any bullying situation, whether it be the traditional bullying or whether it be cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
You have the person exhibiting the bullying behaviors, once referred to as the bully,
mm-hmm.
because we have also been trying to clean up certain language associated with bullying, and the target once referred to as the victim, and then the biggest slice of the cake, the bystanders. And we believe,
don't even think about them. Yeah,
there you go. And we believe that the bystanders are the ones who have the power to put an end to bullying.
Okay.
So we don't know where the message originated,
mm-hmm.
but we know the target,
mm-hmm.
and everybody in between there are bystanders. And if the bystanders decide, this is not leaving my computer unless it's going into the bin.
Okay. Because you're sharing it and sharing it and sharing
and
it.
And sharing it.
And
exactly.
Sharing it, yes.
Yeah. So you are participating. You're giving this thing life.
Life. Exactly.
So we need them to educate and work with not mm-hmm. only the person exhibiting the bullying behaviors or the target, we need to spend a lot of time working on the bystander as well.
Mm-hmm.
And letting them know that you have a role to play in this whole thing.
Yeah. I think that's so important, because you also, to me, need to also examine the things that we pass on. And because, you know, somebody sends you something and it looks funny and you just mm-hmm. forward it. Mm-hmm. But if you actually took a few seconds to just look at it and see exactly what is happening here. You know what I mean? Is this a joke or somebody being hurt? Somebody could be hurt mm-hmm. by my passing it along. I think I've thought about it in terms of, and I've been trying to be more selective in terms of things that I pass on. But I think we need to emphasize that a little bit more, that the bystanders, the ones, you know, us, when we get something, we don't just, you know, forward it to somebody, but we look at it to see what is going on in this WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Is it really positive? You know what I mean? Or is it negative? Can it cause more harm if it's all about the place?
Yes. I remember a story in the United States where there was this young man amongst his school friends, and they were posting things about females and speaking negatively about females. And he participated in this thing. He
yes.
loved this activity.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day they started talking about a young lady. And as he approached the group, they went silent. They said nothing else. And he was like, but why are you guys keeping quiet? And they said nothing to him. He realized after everything got posted that they were speaking about his sister.
All right.
So then it took a different meaning
of course.
For him.
Of course.
Him. Yes.
Of course. We are out of time. We have like a minute left. And I believe you've just basically, you know, scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. So you definitely have to come back.
Not a problem
definitely.
At all.
so let us leave the audience with some tips that we want them to begin to think about as we continue by looking at this subject next week in terms of the importance of really taking this subject, taking this thing seriously
mm-hmm.
because it's affecting our children. It's also affecting us as adults.
Yes. Firstly, if it can happen to me, it can happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want to.
Or your grandchildren, or your niece,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Secondly, develop a level of communication with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say to Sean, you can come and tell me anything. And then when I open up and they come to tell you, that's why you come to tell me the truth. Mm-hmm. I don't really believe that you can say that to me
mm-hmm.
because then Sean is going to shut down.
Of course.
Open those gates. Let your child know you can talk to me about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the child. And those are the two things that I think I would want to leave with Barbados. A good syrup always leaves you in suspense and
yes.
you need to come back for more.
Next week, yes. yes.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I think, but more importantly, if it can happen to Sean, it can happen to Sandra.
Yes, exactly. So thank you so much. I really appreciate your efforts to continue to bring awareness to us, you know, because we really need to take this seriously. It can be very, very detrimental to our children too, and by extension, our society. Thank
exactly.
you so much.
You're most welcome.
Okay. We hope that as you listened to this broadcast, you have benefited in some way and feel motivated to apply the information to your parenting experience. Once again, we at Paradis thank you for listening to Pause for Parenting. Remember, parenting is all-encompassing. Parents are their children's first and foremost teachers, guidance counselors, and nurturers. You are responsible for guiding and nurturing all aspects of your child's development, including their cognitive and educational development, as well as their social skills and emotional thinking. I leave you with these words of encouragement. Children are a gift from the Lord, a heritage and a reward, and are not to be seen as burdens. So train your child in the way that he or she should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I wish you a blessed and productive week ahead.